Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell everybody. You're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The one, the only, accept no substitutions here. It's 10 o'clock exactly here on the program. And, well, where do I begin? You saw us last. Well, it's like this. I've been on a world tour, a world trip, a world something, everything to help and heal the homeless. And this program is brought to you by the one, the only Organic OK, who's going around basically trying to save the world from all this. He's a wealthy philanthropist, and he's trying to help people. He's trying to help the world. Oh, and also from Maya Harrison. She's got a website. She's on her Smooth tour, and she's going around doing everything and all things. It's like this. I was discovered by Organic OK. I was a guy living in McKinleyville, California, with no real direction. Evicted from my home, unable to hold a job. And what happened was I got picked up by him. He picked me up. He picked me up. And, well, when he did that, he carried me. He took me basically in his RV, whatever. He and the gang had all these cars, and they were driving all over all corners of the country. And even occasionally leaving the country to get this, help heal the homeless, to enlighten them. We went around picking up garbage, picking up trash, making friends and listening to the people in their, well, whatever homeless communities they have, shanty towns, and trying to create a counterculture just so that personally the homeless were helped, healed, and just listened to. Because they weren't just those people. It's a sad sight when people cast out on the street like so much refuge. But it happened. Anywho, we're taking off. I said, where are we going next? He said, we're leaving the country again. He was right. True that. Guess what? We left. We basically hopped on a plane, flew all the way across the ocean to Italy. Vicenza, Italy. I couldn't believe it. Vicenza, Italy. Look that up online. Now, once again, I didn't know what to expect from Italy, okay? Now, here's the thing. I basically tried to remember whatever I learned in school. I don't know why, but when you think of Italy, you think of the Leaning Tower, pizzas, the mafia. If you're not from there, you tend to think stereotypes. I know we had internet social media, but I hadn't looked at that in a while. Now, at one point, basically, Organic OK took me by the arm and said, no, dude, maybe you need to basically do some research on this stuff so you know what to be in for. So he handed me his phone. See, once again, I was out of the whole social media. You need to understand something. Everybody's on that now. Everybody. And why? Because it's necessary. Because it's absolutely necessary. Because that's social anything, whatever. But Vicenza, Italy said, and this is the funny thing. No. What I meant was, basically, Organic OK. He said to me, he said to me, dude, we're helping pick up the garbage. We're getting to know these people, help people in or whatever. But look up something about it. So I looked on his phone, and that's something he wanted me to do. He wanted me not to spend so much time on the internet at all because he said too many people are on the internet too often. That's what they call it, social media. Everybody's there. But you know what? Once in a while, you got to put the dang phone down, stop texting, stop putting everything in your life in the search, and stop moving by your phone and do some living. There's a world still out there. I know the social media internet thing is a lot more convenient, but, you know, there's another world out there. How often are you living in it? I know things bad since the coronavirus, since the race riot, and since that horrible fire, everybody was indoors a lot more. That's true. It's true. It's not just true, it's necessary. But this is before all the corona, this is before the big outbreak, before the Black Plague had all started again. Before. There we were, Vicenza, Italy. I looked around, it was so dang beautiful. All these big buildings and whatnot. It's one of those foreign countries where everything has a beautiful art decor to it. He said, "All right, man, let's get to work." I said, "Organic, okay." Once again, we didn't come there in the trailers. Lewis the one. He had to reserve us a room. I want to make sure I didn't spend too much time in that dang room because there was things to be done. So once again, I went out there. I picked up a little garbage. And you know something? They got capitalism over there, too. They got a lot of the same economic whatever that the U.S. has got. Problem? Severely. I looked all over and I saw like a lot of art conscious people. I noticed something. I saw a lot of those condemned buildings they had, and there was graffiti all in them, all up on them, all down or whatever. And they had wild skateboarding types, just like we got over here. I went up and down. I told them my story. I told them our story. And I told them we all need to work together. I told them that. Basically, what happened, I said, we're from America. I told them my stories. I told them basically how I was kind of the kind of modern-day hero. I've told you about all the lives I've saved, all the things I've, all the good that I have been, that I, how do I put this? Couldn't help but spin. And now we were going around there, cleaning up the community and helping the homeless. I even told them basically how I got my moniker, DJ Butterfly Feces. Okay, let me tell you again one more time, basically. Please hoping you'll get it by now. Now, when that little caterpillar spins into the cocoon, goes in that workshop, toils and works hard, becomes a butterfly. And there's a reason. See, this is a metaphor for life, good people. This is exactly why the butterfly is so popular. They're not just like that. They need to go through all that to become the butterfly and murder it and flap their wings and fly to the promised land or whatever. Now, that butterfly leaves behind droppings. Now, you think that droppings, boo-boo, you know, doohee, doesn't serve any purpose. It's gross, it's waste, it's nothing, it's left or whatever. But actually, the fertilizer helps everything to grow. It's an organic, and from this, all this, that became. That's what DJ Butterfly Feces was all about. That's what a lot of this was about. Well, like everybody all over, some of them didn't speak English, and the ones that did just looked at me with that look like, Look, I couldn't blame them. I mean, come on, you hear the name Butterfly Feces. Now, do you personally, imagine you met somebody named Butterfly Feces with feces in their name. What are you going to, I said I was here to help the homeless and whatever, and you know what? I did help them. I went to some of those, basically, some of them were living in condemned buildings. I went with them in there to talk, to hang out, to ask questions, what they're about. We were doing graffiti. We graffitied. I mean, I basically put a lot of street art. There was street art all over. And it was beautiful. It was lovely. I mean, you know, let me say, when I was a kid, basically, I was admired. Everybody complained about Taggart person, whatever. You know, they brought a beauty to it. There's a majesty in that poverty, Missy, street art. At first, street art. I never really liked art. You know, the kind you see in a museum. You know, you ever been to a museum? I understand when they preserve things from history and whatnot, exhibit. It really cuts this art to me. It's a lot of nothing. Big, expensive Christie decoration that rich people have in their homes to show they have, to convince the other richies that they have a sense of style, whatever. It's Adar. It means nothing. It's pretty. It's lovely. But it's nothing. It's a lot of nothing. But you know what? Try basically going out on the street to a neighbor when you see what some tagger, what a bunch of kids did all over. That's art. Now, one thing I basically talked about them when I was in Vicentia, I said, I did some skateboarding with them. I knew how to skateboard. I did some of that in McKinleyville, McKinleyville Hometown Pride. Talked all about it. We talked about, guys, tell me something. What are you doing to help this community and whatnot? I try to get everybody together. As we picked up garbage, guess what? I basically, as you get everybody together talking, walking and talking. Everybody knew each other's name. That was a good feeling. That was a wonderful feeling. That was the best feeling there was. And I got enough of us together, walking around like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. I talked about the organic living. I try to talk to them. I know Italian people are known for their cuisine. They know how to really make food, like a real chemistry. Italian cuisine is, well, do I need to tell you? Does anyone do it like the Italians? I talk about organic living. Just pure, raw, real fruit, straight from the earth. Not a lot of processed water. I talk about encouraging them. Then we all get together, and I got them all in arms. I got them all together. And the thing is, at first, not all of them spoke English. Probably got it. But one guy translated. I made sure we all knew each other's names. This is something that happened. This is, to really get a feel for this, you know what? One night, I didn't go back to the hotel we were all staying at. I didn't. Slept in the condemned house with them. Why? Why else? It was all about this program. It was all about this. I knew that was going to be the plan. Just get everybody, unite everyone. Unite enough of the people, the problem. Nobody cares about one person's problem. But enough people get together. And you mark my words, something will happen. See, it works almost basically like any disease. The germs all have to get together, unite, create a community and whatnot. I don't know what to do. It's just basically something. What to do. No, I always wanted to basically get everybody together. Maybe we could basically get some paint, some art supplies, and, you know, graffiti decorate all of Italy. But how's that going to feed people? Make them wait. I try to remember what I'd done so far. I'd fallen in love a few places, but how did I truly really... I watched a few people beg for scraps, and once again, food is better in Italy. I always thought they could have used raw fruit and vegetables. That's something. That would be something. Start with shelter. Okay. I asked everybody to follow me around. I asked a couple people to follow me around, basically, while I picked up garbage. While me, Organic OK, and the gang helped pick up garbage, went around asking other people to help us. Community. We told them, we're doing this for you. Cleaning up, beautifying. I asked them to show me what is basically Vicenza, Italy like, and they didn't just show me once again. Let's see what not. I got to see. No, this is something. You know, America is basically known for ripping off everybody else, trying to be like everybody else, and whatever. I wish more people could have seen this. Would have seen this. It would be beautiful.
more than beautiful, it will be necessary. It was a grant. It was grand. One man and his wife basically said they were true artists, and they were on the street because they couldn't afford it. They were on the street because they're artists, real artists, and they didn't have the money to take care of themselves or the resources or the anything. It was messed up is what it was. It had always been messed up. It had always been. Now, once again, sounds a little bit too much like America, does it? Now, this ain't like, you know, France, where they have socialism, where the highest taxes around, but everybody takes care of everybody. They're all in it together. This is this was in Italy. I got the same thing we got over here. Every man for himself. Well, they're out for more than they'll ever need, at the expense of, and things are falling apart all over. What do you do? I remember thinking, I asked what had he created? With him, he had a whole portfolio, beautiful paintings, epic ones. Grandeur. They were all beautiful. This guy in town. Now, this was an artist. This was basically somebody whose stuff should have been hanging in some kind of museum, or better yet, all over, you know, the side of a wall, something. The world is full of artists, but they're not all appreciated. Look at Van Gogh. He sold one painting in his lifetime, and one of the reasons he cut off Mazzia was because nobody else was ever interested in what he... Oh, but after he died, the world knew his name. Things needed to change. So once again, to help him, I got everybody. I got a lot of people in the community to look after it, look at his art, look at his everything. Look at what he was doing. What he was being. What was everything. That was something. It was something. Once again, I thought about my usual plan. Now, could I get everybody, basically, if I could only get some cars, basically, for them to live in. Something. Tents, whatever. Once again, I arranged everybody like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, got them up and down or whatever. Now, I talked to Orge and I asked him to basically bring a couple, and he said, no, dude, we can't keep collecting everybody from some dang town and telling them, okay, let's bring them along. That's not going to work. There's going to be an overlap, an overflow. They got extra money, but I'm not going to keep paying for everybody else. To do. I was basically personally, once again, trying to get everybody to notice, but once again, it ain't like socialism. It ain't like every single dang, they got capitalism over there, and the problema is not necessarily going to listen to whatever your plan may be. But I'm telling you, guess what? We made a difference. No, listen. people started to give them stuff. They started to give them things. They started to basically listen to this story, what they had to say. They didn't just ask for money. Stop to listen to their stories and whatever. We started becoming more of a collection. People took interest. When they saw a whole crowd, there was a whole crowd of these people walking with me, they knew it was for something. I was thinking a lot, and I realized we need to make this more of a thing, much more. We need to make this a thing. But how do we make it a thing? How do we make it a thing? I encourage people to keep lobbying hard, pushing and fighting and doing this after I'm left. Don't just ask for money. Don't just ask for money. Don't just basically keep change here and there. Do more of this. Or more of this, whatever. Walk around, talk to each other, make conversation. Isn't it a little bit more interesting? I don't mean to make this all about me, but, you know, one thing, it wasn't about me. It was about basically us all basically being led. Everybody was working towards that greater good. Now, something I want to tell you all this, now hear me out. In Vicenza, Italy, ever since that this has, in a way, become a thing, we made enough of a to-do. We made enough of a big to-do that the thing is, and this is the important part, guess what? People are starting to really... I believe there's a homeless day over there now. Now, I don't want to say I started all that. I don't want to take credit for all that. I don't want to. But once again, it was inevitable. Like any civil rights leader, you have a message, you get involved, you do something, get enough people behind it, make enough of a thing, and things will change. What did I want? And, I don't know what to do. The question is, how to basically make sure that basically, once again, stuff begins to get elite. How do we make sure the homeless were no longer homeless? I don't know. We got a few people to stay, basically, in more of those condemned buildings, but we knew eventually they were going to get knocked down. One of them said, if we die in here, we die. Dang it. We're going to, you know. The thing was, I don't know. As basically it all happened, all of it, we stayed there a while. Before I knew it, it was January 1st. That's right, the beginning of the year. And people were marching. People were marching for the homeless. Why? You know why. One of them asked me a question that I've heard before, and I ask myself even. Why is all this happening? I don't know. The question was, is that
the problem? There are just so many people that they're meant to starve and suffer and rot in filth on the street. And they're not meant to get by and survive. And is this the way it's supposed to be? The problem is it's just too many people. Is nature trying to tell us something? The overflow of people, is that the problem? This one needs to happen, so I have somebody. I remember just thinking, maybe. I don't know, in the end, we're all meant to die. Some just suffer than most, more than most. Some work as hard as possible, and still life just, you know. But we made a real difference. Vicenza, Italy has that day where we all marched. I was proud. I was so dang proud. I'm proud. People, there was hope in the name of Vicenza, Italy. We're making something of a difference over there by marching enough. People, you've been listening to DJ Butterfly Feces here on Kakuna from the microphone. Okay, wait to see what happened next. Things eventually got even more interesting. Tune in next week, okay? Please. DJ Butterfly Feces on Kakunin from the microphone. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. Oh, and Maya Harrison. Did you know something? She actually basically is only it's got her Planet 9. Check that out. That's an intriguing little number. Thank you for listening. Hey, please get involved. Because homeless, you never know when you might be next. Thank you. Good night.